Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. So I hope you understand why I am not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. And to throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, him being so mean and cruel. He said for me to use me head, stop acting like a fool. Now to carry all those bricks by hand did seem so very slow. So I hoisted up my barrel and secured the road below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So then when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. But clinging tightly, not the most, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket until my dismay I found was halfway up, I met the bloody barrel coming down. So the barrel, it broke my shoulder as to the ground it sped. When I had reached the top, I hit the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numbed and shot from this almighty blow. The barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. When half the bricks had all spilled from the barrel to the floor, once again I was heavier and I started down once more. But clinging tightly to the rope, I headed for the ground and landed on those broken bricks. Ouch! The barrel had scattered round. As I laid there moaning helplessly, I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained out on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I laid there losing consciousness, I let go of the bloody rope. First the barrel was heavier, and it started down once more, and it landed right across me as I laid there on the floor. Broke three more ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you understand why I am not at work today.
Oh, God.